We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A study, and with that we welcome in Sean Sublett, meteorologist with Climate Central. Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Doing good, Tommy. How are things in New Orleans?
Hot. Entirely too hot.
So much.
Yeah, but what are you going to do? Although,
It's that time of year, isn't it?
It is. We could go to 100 degrees with the humidity. Have you been to New Orleans or not?
You know, I wish I had been. This has been on. It's at the top of my list for a long, long time.
The only reason I ask is a lot of people say that it's hot here, but it's never been. They've been in other places where it's hot, but the heat here is different. I've also heard the same thing about the cold with the humidity, and including this is anecdotal. Somebody was on this Naked and survival show, Naked and Afraid, and they were in the Atchafalaya Swamp and they were freezing. Mm-hmm. And they said, "I've never been this cold in my life." And they had video of them walking naked in the snow somewhere in the Antarctic, and I just found that interesting. Let's talk about urban heat islands. What are urban heat islands, and why is New Orleans at the top of the list of them in the country?
Yeah. I mean, an urban heat island, this is something we've known about in weather circles for a long, long time. You know, you get into the middle of a city, there's more concrete, there's more asphalt, pavement, that kind of stuff. And, you know, the sunlight comes in there, hits that stuff, it gets hotter than the surrounding areas, like, you know, swamp, woods, stuff like that. It doesn't get as hot. You know, if you wander around the city shortly after sunset, put your hand next to the bricks, you know they're sending back heat. So all else being equal, the middle part of the city is going to be hotter than the areas just outside, 15, 20, 25 miles. So this is something that we've known about in weather circles for an awfully long time.
And I would think it would be cumulative in that it doesn't cool off at night, so it is warm when you get started, and then it just continues to, like a pizza oven almost.
Yeah, it's exactly right. I mean, during the daylight hours, it's especially bad in the summer. I mean, the sun comes out and all that pavement, concrete, brick stuff just soaks up that solar energy. Sun goes down and it gives it back, you know. So all that air in the city is going to be, on average, anywhere between 5 to 9 degrees warmer than the countryside. And again, I want to emphasize that's an average. There are other things that are going to go in to making the temperature, whatever it is, on any particular day. When we look at the broader average, it's somewhere between 5 to 9 degrees.
And that's a big difference when you're talking about 98 or you know, 70, 75, not that much of a deal. 100, 105, that's a big deal.
Yeah,
we're going to pick it up here.
Exactly.
When we come back, got some traffic problems we've got to get to. Sean Sublett is our guest meteorologist with Climate Central. I have a big giant tree in front of the house, one behind the house that blocks the morning and the afternoon sun, and it has a lot to do with keeping my utility bill down. Is it a threat for hurricane season? Absolutely, but I'm willing to live with that. 8:21 now, time for traffic, WWL. If you're a ZZ Hill fan, as am I, I got some bad news for you. Dusty Hill has passed away. He was 72, one of the two bearded front guys, Billy Gibbons the other one. He's 72 years old. They say he died from... he had a hip problem, and I don't know what actually happened from that. And this song you're hearing right now, Bring It Up, Tim. Billy Gibbons sang lead on most of the songs, but this is one that Dusty Hill actually sang lead on. So another rock and roll legend gone. We're talking about heat islands and how New Orleans leads the country in them. the worst urban heat island effect in the country, according to a new report. Sean Sublett, our guest meteorologist with Climate Central. Why New Orleans? Why are we worse than the rest of the places?
Yeah, I think most of it goes to what we call albedo. That's a scientific name for reflectivity. And the fact that there's not, relative to a lot of other big cities, there's not a lot of open green space within the city limits. That's not to say there's no green space anywhere. But when we did this study, we looked strictly at what's in the city limits, whether that was New Orleans, whether New York City, Houston, San Francisco, whatever. And that's what we found, because a lot of the buildings in New Orleans within the city itself are older. They're darker in color. So that allows a lot more of that solar energy to come in and get soaked up and then return it back into the air at night. So that's the primary reason.
How important is a tree canopy to this? I mentioned having a couple of trees in my house that are definitely threats during hurricane season, but I'll live with that, and I hope I don't get bit in the rear end this year with that, but because it keeps the utility bills down so much. One thing I noticed after Katrina was that I was looking, and I'd be driving, and I'd say, well, I never saw that before. And then I realized, well, I never saw that before. And then it struck me in the head because the tree canopy was gone. So many trees had been knocked down. I don't know what you do to fix this thing, because other than plant trees or try to – you're not going to tear down houses. You're not going to dig up or tear up streets, are you? How do you fix it?
No, I think what you mentioned is probably the best short-term idea. You just make an effort to increase your green space, tree canopy, where there's availability. If you've got areas that are lying fallow, old industry buildings, warehouses that aren't doing anything anymore, and you've got the opportunity to turn that into park or trees or something like that, that's a good idea. I'm not going to pretend to know every single solitary block in New Orleans. But that's a good place to start anyway, to cut down on the amount of very high built environment, the concrete, steel, the tree, the pavement, all that kind of stuff. Again, I don't advocate for tearing anybody's house down at all.
No, I understand that. I'm just.
But it's like you said, the tree canopy is a big deal. Those are the two big things. It's impermeable surfaces, trees, grasslands, that kind of stuff. And then what is out there in terms of reflectivity, pavement, concrete, and that kind of stuff. Those really are the two big things.
Is there any way to make the albedo, is that what you said?
Yeah, reflectivity. Fancy word for reflectivity.
To increase that, I guess you want to increase the albedo and make it more reflective by somehow covering areas that are dark, like asphalt or anything like that, with a lighter...
That's precisely it. Well, we've seen a lot of it in the southwest United States because it's so much hotter there. And those cities are relatively new compared to New Orleans, right? Mm-hmm. So what they've done in 50, 60 years ago, already knowing that it was so hot, a lot of their road surfaces are concrete versus asphalt. So that goes a long way in keeping them their score down, if you will, where they're. They have an urban heat island there in places like Phoenix and Tucson and Vegas, but it's just not to the extent of New Orleans. That's largely because New Orleans is an older city. So these kinds of things were taken into consideration 200, 250 years ago. So I think that's exactly correct. If things like rooftops, if you can do a little, not everybody can do a garden on their rooftop. I get that. But you probably heard of green roofs in some of these places that do have relatively newer construction. To cut down on their cooling costs of their buildings and the like. Yeah, you put a little green space up on the roof. Even if it's small, it's still one little piece of the puzzle.
Thank you. I appreciate your time, Sean. It's interesting. Sean Sublett, meteorologist with Climate Central, about urban heat islands. And I lived in Las Vegas for 8 months during the summertime. And they always say, well, it's a dry heat. And it is, but 117 degrees is hot. Having gone and played golf when it was 117 degrees because it was cheap, because nobody wanted to play golf because it was 117 degrees, I can tell you that's hot. But the odd thing with the humidity, and those of you that have been in the desert know this, when you get out of the pool, you freeze immediately. Right now it's time for...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.